Day and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. That's Michael Carpenter. I'm Jeremy Warner. Lante out golfing today. A decent day for golf.
Not raining. I mean, we'll take that.
But not a great day if you wake up as a Cubs fan.
Is any day that great of a day? No, if I've got Cubs fans, come on. Friends that are Cubs fans, it's rough, though.
Yeah, I want to hear from Cubs fans in a little bit, but right now we're bringing on Megan Matsumuro from the Northwest Herald up in Crystal Lake, Illinois. And Megan, I know you're covering the White Sox homestand right now, but come on, we got to get your reaction from the Cubs train wreck last night. Yeah. What's going on right now?
I mean, I guess the one good thing is I guess these things are correctable, but I mean, you cannot be happy that they gave up 7 unearned runs in a loss, and really in 2 series that they should have, or sorry, 2 games in that 2-game series against the Reds that they should have won, and really have no excuse to have not won those games. So, I mean, it's pretty disheartening. I think obviously Quadi was not happy after that game, and he had every right to be considering how they lost. So it'll be interesting to see how they respond, but yeah, I mean, train wreck central right now.
Megan, coming in this season, I think that a lot of Cubs fans tempered their expectations. But even with that, this is beyond mediocre. This is just very bad right now. How much heat do you think would build on Quadi if this continues to be the way this team performs?
You know, I don't think Quadi can get a lot of the blame. I mean, the youngsters, for the most part, have been playing well, which I think is, you know, some credit to Quadi. I mean, he did manage in the minors for quite a long time, so he knows how to handle the younger guys. It's the veterans that really haven't been producing, especially with runners in scoring position. So, I mean, there's only so much you can do. You can't bench Aramis Ramirez or Soriano or Bird every single game. I mean, at some point, the players have to take responsibility, and, I mean, he's kind of stuck in a hard spot right now, and it's going to be interesting to see, you know, are the veterans going to step up? Because while Castro, you have the Castro, Barney, Soto, who's on the DL right now, you have the quality young guys for this to be a bright future. But right now, this season, a lot of it's going to depend on the veterans, and they're just not producing right now.
Talking Cubs with Megan Matsumuro, baseball reporter for the Northwest Herald up in Crystal Lake. And Megan, Quadi used rock bottom yesterday to describe his team, or at least he hopes it is. Do you think this is as low as this team can go?
Honestly, not really, because, I mean, when I think rock bottom, I think all facets not doing well. Bad pitching, no hitting, awful defense. So technically, in my mind, it could go lower, but I think it is rock bottom in terms of their mental game. I mean, the 4 errors yesterday, I mean, that's just ridiculous. That's something that little leaguers do. Or, I mean, it's rock bottom, I'd say, in his mind, because it's just really discouraging when it's something that he's been talking about for the past couple weeks about how, you know, defensive miscues and miscues on base pass, all that stuff is correctable. And when you have a game back-to-back where your defensive errors and just mentally you're not with it, that's very discouraging. And I think it's surprising, too, because coming in at the end of the homestand before they hit this road trip in starting in Cincy, they had, in the past previous 16 games, had led the majors in fielding percentage. Mm. So it's quite remarkable what's happened in these past 2 games.
Well, Megan, you said Mike Quadi can't get a lot of this blame. I think Jim Hendry maybe deserves a lot of it because of the roster he has put together and what Mike Quadi inherited from Lou Piniella there. And one thing that surprised me, maybe not that Tyler Colvin was demoted, but maybe that he didn't get the playing time that he needed not to get demoted. So what did you think of Tyler Colvin going down to AAA?
I think it should have happened a week or 2 sooner, honestly, because, I mean, it was clear he wasn't going to be getting playing time with Fukudomi hitting as well as he has, and he hasn't really hit that slump that has been expected of him every year. So with that, and you have Reed Johnson, who's always a quality role player and can give you quality at bats and defense, I mean, he never really showed that he should have gotten more playing time, and that's kind of what Quadi said, that, you know, not only have the other outfielders not done enough to be, you know, bench consistently, he hasn't shown enough that he deserves to be in the everyday lineup. And, you know, it's hard because last year he did hit 20 homers, which was 3rd most on the team. So you kind of want to hold on to that. But then again, he didn't have a great spring anyway. So he's still young. He's only about 25. So it's better to send him down now, especially when you have a potential opening or two in the outfield next year. You want him to be, get back on track and not let this prolong to, for, you know, an extended period of time.
Megan, let's say this trajectory continues and it's July and the Cubs are well out of the race. Are we looking at a Pittsburgh Pirate-like fire sale of as many veterans as Hendry can unload?
Who are they taking? Who's taking these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. I mean, Soriano has a ridiculous contract left.
Right.
Who's going to – I can't really see anyone taking Fukudome for, you know, half a year. Same with Ramirez.
Dempster?
Has still 1 year left. I mean, there's no one really appealing that you can really unload on this team. Maybe Dempster can, you know, grab some interest. He is a veteran. So, I mean, I think maybe they have more pitchers that they can get rid of. You know, Grabo, he's a lefty. There's always interest in left-handed relievers. But, I mean, position player-wise, it's going to be very difficult to move any of those pieces unless they're, you know, willing to give it, basically give guys away in order to get a fresh start. But, you know, even if they do that, you know, there's only so much you can hope for young players as to what they're going to be able to do. So, honestly, this is probably going to be the team for the year. I don't really see too many changes being able to happen if this downfall continues.
Well, Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald, you don't just cover the Cubs, cover the White Sox. Just a few questions on them. They're not setting the world on fire, but they win three straight series, then split with the returning AL pennant winners, Texas. Is the locker room different? Have you noticed since the last time you saw these guys before the West Coast trip, is the locker room different? Is there a different energy in there?
Yeah, I mean, they definitely have been talking a lot about how, you know, since they've been back, you know, how positive that road trip was, because, you know, beforehand everyone was talking about, oh, it's the dreaded West Coast trip, where teams very rarely do that well on those kind of long road trips. So, yeah, it's definitely been more positive, and I think last night was really big for them, you know, have a guy like Morel who, you know, isn't in the lineup for his offense to hit a game-tying three-run homer, and, you know, with Danks kind of being a little off again last night, it was important for them to kind of get an ugly win where, you know, most of the season it seems like they're on the receiving end of those.
Can we get a John Danks win? What's it going to take?
No kidding.
Almost 0-6, almost went 0-7.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, Guillen said after the game, it's like he's swimming against the current, but he still gets to the island. So, you know, he's just doing enough, you know, to kind of keep him in. But then again, too, I mean, three runs last night. He only gave up two earned runs. So it's not like he's given up 10 runs a game. He's just really hasn't been getting too much offense. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they respond tonight. You know, Peavy is making his first home start tonight since his injury. And the lineups was released already. And Ramirez and Rios are both not playing tonight. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how Woolbridge is going to be playing center for Rios. Viscal is in at short, and Allison McPherson is going to be getting his first start. So it's going to be interesting, you know, against a good pitcher in Masterson for the Indians and in a game that they really cannot lose tonight.
Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald, just a few more minutes with her talking some White Sox. Talking about this Indian series, I know it's only a two-game series, but this is one where you think they can't get swept here.
No. If they want to continue, you know, working their way back up and trying to catch up with them, you know, that this is a definitely, you cannot go 0-2, which is why I think this game tonight is especially important. You don't want to go into tomorrow, you know, knowing that you need to win. So it'll be interesting. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how Peavy is, you know, how much adrenaline is, you know, is he going to be able to contain his adrenaline and excitement for getting back out on the mound at home tonight. So it should be interesting, especially, I'm definitely interested in hearing Guillen's, you know, insight as to why he wanted to go to put Ramirez, Morel, and Rios on the bench tonight against the Indians. So that'll be interesting to see, you know, his thought process behind that, especially when, you know, I think you call this a must-win game.
When you go forward here, I mean, Megan, it's just been slowly but surely. They haven't made up a lot of ground, but they're winning some series here. And the batters seem to be going slowly but surely. But one guy that I don't know if Isaac Guillen's giving up on, but is definitely shown a lack of confidence in, is Juan Pierre. Do you see Brent Woolbridge continuing to get a lot more playing time in that leadoff role?
He talked a little bit about this yesterday. It sounds like, you know, he's sticking with Juan, at least for the foreseeable future. I mean, He said last year, you know, Juan had a slow start too, and he picked it up. You know, you never know with a guy that's reaching his age, mid-30s, that at some point he's gonna be losing that first step speed-wise, and I don't know if you would ever really call him a great defender in the outfield. So it's hard to say, and you really also don't know how Lillibridge would, you know, handle becoming an everyday player. You know, is he more of a utility guy that, you know, is put him in the lineup for that needed energy and base running or defense? So it'll be interesting to see how Lillibridge does tonight, because this is going to be a back-to-back start for him. So I think it'll be interesting to see if he's able to kind of, you know, give a spark plug. He's going to be batting, you know, more toward the bottom of the lineup tonight. So can he kind of help this offense, you know, keep rolling and kind of get on track tonight?
Well, Megan Matsumoro from the Northwest Herald, I know it's your first year covering the Sox and Cubs up there. Hopefully things can change so you can at least see some good baseball.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, here's hoping that it starts tonight.
Well, there you go. Megan's going to be covering the Sox game tonight. Megan, we always enjoy having you on. Thanks for coming.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, Megan.
That's Megan Matsumoro from the Northwest Herald. You can check her stuff up on nwherald.com. And, Mike, we haven't talked enough Cubs here, I think, on the show. We get a lot of Cardinals, obviously, because we're the home of the Cardinals.
Right.
But I want to talk a little Cubs when we come back.
Sure.
Cubs fans, I want to hear from you. What do you think of the state of the Cubs? Are they at a low point here? It seems like the last decade they've been able to fight. They've been in the race. This team just seems like they're not. They don't have that chance.
It dates back to last April, even. Yeah. It's just been a very bad year plus for this team and this franchise.
So, Cubs fans, what do you think of this team going forward in the future? What do you want to see out of these guys? Or do you even care? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255. We're back on the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter, filling in for Lon Tay, who's golfing. Still haven't gotten an update on his score yet.
Yeah, well, I would hope that his back nine was a little more impressive than what do we hear about? Only four shots through seven?
He's on a scramble right now, right. I think, over in Pekin. And he had four shots through seven.
I wonder what he's best at. If he's really good with the driver, if he's more of a short game kind of guy.
I don't think he's a very good putter. That's what he was saying immediately.
He doesn't seem like a good putter. I bet he can get
I don't think
drive,
he has the patience.
No.
I think he just goes up there and
just
whacks
rears
it.
Back and just whacks it and just sees what happens.
Well, we're talking a lot of Cubs, but we do have Cardinals tonight. Cardinals Astros live from St. Louis, loud and clear right here. 6:20 pregame, 7:15 first pitch on the new home of the Cardinals. Baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. But we're talking Cubs, and how do we fix this team? We're going to fix this team,
Where
Michael.
Where do you start?
Yeah, let's figure out how we do this. How would you fix the team, Cubs fans? 359-CALL, that's 217-359-2255. That's how Blake and Paxton got a hold of us. Blake, what's going on today?
I think the way the Cubs are going to be fixed is if one of the three veterans they have in Ramirez, Pena, or Soriano step up and take a leadership role. You can't have a young guy in Castro and Darwin Barney at the top of the lineup being most of your offense.
Well, and Carlos Pena seems to be turning it around here a little bit, but Alfonso Soriano, I think he is what he is, right?
I mean, I think he's at the point in his career to now where he needs to start either looking more contact hits, or they just need to figure out what the best deal for him is and get rid of him.
So, Blake, do you still have hope, though, for this year that the Cubs can turn this thing around?
I've been a Cubs fan since they were born, and I won't give up on them yet.
Well, that sounds like a Cubs fan. You always got hope, right, going forward here, Blake.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Blake. Appreciate the call. Well, Mike, I mean, that's a hopeful Cubs fan, at least.
It's a hopeful Cubs fan. You know, I look at Soriano, and if you would have told me these were his numbers coming in at this point in the season, 11 homers, 293 average, 23 runs batted in, so it could be better on that account. But if you would have told me those were his numbers, I would have said, okay, interesting, they should be all right. Now, how's Aramis Ramirez doing? How is Pena doing? And each of those guys only has one home run.
Haven't we overlooked that? Aramis Ramirez and his struggles this year.
He's been nothing.
I mean, you need more out of a guy that's making $14 million.
Oh, God.
And Blake's a lot more, you know, optimistic than I am. Yes, I'm a White Sox fan, but I want to see the Cubs succeed. I like when the Cubs and White Sox both are competing and the town's alive with baseball.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a basketball town right now, but this team just doesn't seem to have what they need to succeed. I mean,
all you would need from Ramirez, or even Pena for that matter, is just mediocre seasons for them. But right now, they're just, these guys are sluggers, and they're doing anything but. Their averages aren't terrible, but I tell you what, when it comes to driving the guys in, you aren't seeing that right now, and that's why the Cubs, and that middle of the lineup is non-existent.
That's why I think this is a larger issue, but how would you fix the Cubs, at least for this year, and maybe even going forward in the future? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255, and I think this one's going to be good. James and Urbana join us. James,
I wouldn't fix a dang thing. Keep the way it is. I'd bring Tyler Cooper right back up, insert him into the lineup. Hey, I love it.
Well, Cardinals fan. Yeah. I mean, Cardinals fan.
Cardinals
alert.
Fan.
Yeah, you can't complain about what the Cubs are doing up on the north side, can you, James?
I love it. I tease my coworkers every day. Yeah, keep on, buddy. It's doing great.
Well, James, and my thing is, I would help the Cardinals even more. I would have played Tyler Colvin, started him the first 2 months of the season, see what he does. You're playing for next year if the Cubs, right? That's what I would be doing.
They're playing for the next 10 years, buddy.
Well, James,
hey, they can go ahead and keep on giving those $138 million contracts out to people like Father Soriano all day. I love it.
Well, you're going to be happy as long as Jim Hendry's in place up there, aren't you?
Yeah. I tell you what, man. I feel sorry for Cubs fans, man. I really do. I mean, there's no hope.
Well, I don't know how they feel about your pity.
Yeah, I don't know if they want your pity, but maybe they appreciate it. I think it's just been a recurring problem since Ricketts' turnover. I don't know how much you can really pin on the Ricketts family, but by allowing Henry to stay for now his second year, and you said it with a contract with Soriano, that's just one of the bad contracts that Henry has. I mean, it's a laundry list of bad contracts.
I couldn't figure that out. I just, like, if you're going to, you know, pay somebody that much, you got to, you get more quality out of your product. I mean, you can't pay that much to a outfielder just to hit.
Yeah, a corner outfielder where you can get, they're a dime a dozen. They're all over the place. Corner outfielders that can hit.
You got to be able to field, run the bases.
Well, thanks, James. Appreciate the call.
All right, bye.
See ya. Well, I think James hit on it. Alfonso Soriano, at the time, no one was giving him that contract.
Well, that's the thing. He's doing well this year, though.
Yeah, but no one was giving him $18 million over eight years. No one was doing that.
Vastly overpaid for him. You hit the nail on the head with this idea, Colvin, for the first 2 months. After all, you are playing for next season. But the problem is, they should have been doing that with Colvin last season as well. This should have been a known coming into this season. But instead, you come into spring training, they don't pencil him in the lineup, and now he's as much of an uncertainty as he ever was. So, I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. You obviously don't got a lot to play for this year. I hate to be so glum, but it's the truth. This team is not going to make the playoffs. They don't have. I thought, and you did too, I think, that if there was a surprise team in the Central, the Cubs maybe with their
I thought
mix,
they could compete.
Yeah,
I thought I didn't think they could win
young
this.
Guys.
I didn't think they could win this, but I thought they could go. I thought they could sneak in second place, get the Cardinals and Brewers,
wins, something like that.
You know, I thought the Reds were going to win this division, and I think they still will, just because of the talent level there and what they have. They have a lot of balance there. But I thought they could give a Cardinals run for their money, I still think the Cubs have some talent there. I mean, obviously the pitching staff has been hurt, but we kind of hit on this. I think there's a guy that deserves more of the blame for this year, and I know this a lot of Cubs fans weren't playing for this year, but I think he's even screwing up the future a little bit, and we'll talk about that next. How would you fix the Cubs right now? 359-2255, 217-359-2255. It's a Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.
Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Jeremy Warner.
What is this, some George Clinton stuff or something?
I'm not sure. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
That's Michael Carpenter here filling in for Lon Tay. Mm-hmm. I just texted him for a golf update, by the way.
Cool.
Hopefully he embarrasses himself a little bit. We're talking Cubs. How are we fixing this team? How would you fix this team, Cubs fans? 359-CALL, 217-359-2255.
Couple positives they have this year. Castro, despite the little lull he had, about a two-week lull, he's had a very solid season. And Barney, the second baseman. I mean, something to look forward to there. But, hey, God, just look at these averages. I mean, just mediocrity. And then you go to the pitching and nothing standing out there. It is the epitome of a mediocre team, but unfortunately, now their record's just awful.
Well, I look at this roster, and this is roster purgatory right, yes. right now. You look
so
at
so many guys you that look are, at would this fall in thing, that category,
and you have so many guys that are making so much money that aren't producing.
Yes,
Aramis Ramirez. Kosuke Fukudome, who's oh, having Fukudome. A decent year. He always has a good start,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but, I mean, think of the investment they made in him.
And then you have Alfonso Soriano, mm-hmm. Ryan Dempster, who's starting to get back on track a little bit. And then you have a bunch of these young guys. And right now, I think the Cubs have a crisis of identity of where do they want to go? What do you want to be? Are you playing for now or are you playing for the future? That's why the Tyler Colvin demotion. Okay, I get it. He's struggling. He's batting 113 with two homers. But you never really gave this kid a chance. He hit 20 homers last year.
62 at-bats is all he got. 62. Right.
62 at-bats. Never really got a lot of playing time this month. Was in and out of the lineup. And he's a young guy that you invested a lot into. You don't want to screw him up.
No, and that's what they run the danger of doing. Either he should have been in the minors all of last year. You can't do that. You can't have this guy basically sitting on if there's a purgatory for the bench, that's what he was. And there's no excuse for a guy like him to only get 62 at-bats when he could have been in the minors playing every day, getting 4 to 5 at-bats a day.
And I mean, yeah, what's the point of trotting Kosuke Fukudome out there every year? I mean, his contract is unless you're trying to move up his trade value, but I think it's too much.
It's not working well at all.
It's too much if you're risking a player. We're going to talk about that more. 359 call 359-2255 if you want to jump in. First, here's your Connect FM 3-day forecast.
Tonight, a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a low around 50, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 72. Tomorrow evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. And Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 77. No rain in the forecast right now. Cloudy, currently 62 degrees at Connect FM.
We're going to talk some more baseball. We're also going to talk some Bulls with Mike McGraw from the Daily Herald. Tanjay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.